Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center, and I'm here today with Priscilla Weigel, our Inclusion Consultant. And we have a guest with us today, Dia Anderson, who also works at the Center for Inclusive Childcare as our Inclusion Coordinator. And we're really excited today that she's going to talk about the pyramid model. And I'll let her explain more about what that is and where it's where it came from. But part of the reason why we ask Dia here today as a guest is in Minnesota, she has been really a big part of the development of the taxi pyramid model training that's going to go out to child care providers, and she's also one of the pyramid model, what we call here, master cadre trainers. And so she's done a lot of work both in training of trainers, training, and curriculum development. So that's a lot to say, but
yay, Dia.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. So, but I think people would be interested in knowing, what is this? They've probably seen the what we call CEFL website and the TAXI website and the challengingbehavior.org website.
Right.
And so how does all this fit into what they do with children every day?
Well, first of all, CEFL stands for Center for Social Emotional Early Learning, and TAXI stands for Technical Assistance Center for Social Emotional Interventions. And really, I think they were two entities, both at universities doing a lot of research around challenging behavior, who eventually were able to come together because they were working on very similar projects. And so they came together and created the pyramid approach to working with children around social emotional development.
Great. And so what is it, if you were to describe the model for us? Are there components to it? And
yes. Okay. Yes, there are different tiers. The very foundation of the pyramid is termed effective workforce. So that's meaning that staff who are working with children are trained, that they have expertise and knowledge around child development, social emotional learning, and are able to really build on their skills to help children.
And that would be sort of our hope in general.
That is our
hope. Right. That's where we really have to start from, is what we know is good for kids. I like to look at the pyramid. What helped me to make sense out of it is it actually was based on a public health model. Public health has been using a pyramid model for years. And for instance, if there was an outbreak of some type of a flu, they use a pyramid. Well, the base of the pyramid is the effective interventions that they would do for all people. So in the social-emotional taxi pyramid, it's what we do for all children. And that is providing positive relationships and designing supportive environments. Then our second tier is what, if we were looking at it from the public health, that would be for the people that are already showing flu symptoms. So in our case, it's for children who are already struggling socially and emotionally a little bit, that they just need some extra intentional assistance with developing those skills, learning how to make friends, learning how to express their emotions, and to understand that other people have emotions too. And then the very top of the pyramid, in the public health eyes, would be the people who already have the flu. They're the people who the full-blown, have all the symptoms, and can be diagnosed with that. From the taxi view, these are the children that require intensive interventions. So these are the children that are really struggling, and their challenging behaviors and their social-emotional development, or I should say the lack of development in that area, is interfering with their learning and with their
communication.
Right, and getting along with their peers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we need to really step in. Now, the interesting thing is, I think we all want to jump to the very top of the pyramid.
Sure.
And, you know, tell me how to fix this child and deal with this behavior. But what we've really learned is that, you know, it starts with that effective workforce, and then mm-hmm. You've got to have a positive relationship and then an environment that promotes success.
Sure.
If you don't have those things, you aren't going to be able to help that child at the top.
Exactly.
Good.
Right. In fact, we were just talking about that when I stepped in recently.
Yes.
About the fact that we make that assumption that a lot of times the providers and the caregivers are ready to meet the needs of all children. But sometimes our consultation services provide developmental information or specific, this is typical child
yes.
behavior within
yes.
this realm and things like
yes.
that we do. And so it is, it does
yes.
create a great reminder
yes.
to say, This is where we need to start with this
right.
basic information. If you're going to hang around with 3-year-olds, you
exactly.
need to know 3-year-olds.
Exactly. Well, and I think the thing, too, is that, you know, I've seen this especially with children who are really struggling with challenging behavior, is that, you know, they may be chronologically 3 years old, but socially, emotionally, they're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we're expecting them to have skills that they haven't learned yet.
Right.
And for whatever reason, and it's our job to give them opportunities to learn those
right.
skills, because we know that without opportunities, you can't learn it
right.
and practice it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's so critical for success across life. And this is the time when we look at young children.
Right,
this
right.
is practice time.
Well, and we know in order for children to be successful in school, that they need that social-emotional foundation.
Right.
They need to be able to cooperate with other people, to listen, to be able to attend and focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know that, you know, many kindergarten teachers will say, I can teach them the ABCs.
Right.
I can teach them how to write their name. But by the time they get to me, if they don't know how to get along with their peers, and to express their emotions, it can really be a struggle for them.
Right.
So that foundation that you talked about is so critical in the well-prepared workforce.
Yes. Yeah, very critical. I mean, I think we need to really take our jobs working with young children as being very serious, crucial positions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profession that we know doesn't get, you know, the accolades that many other professions do, but I think deep down, most of us know in our hearts that it's one of the most important jobs
right.
that there ever is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, and I think, you know, we can go, for people who are interested also, we'll be doing further podcasts on that pyramid model, but for people who want to go and find out more information, there are so many downloadable tools
yes.
at the website. And what is that website, Dia?
Well, one of them is www.challengingbehavior.org. The other one is, and I can never remember this one, but if they just Google Center for Social Emotional Learning, it will come up, and it's linked with Vanderbilt University. So if they see the Vanderbilt piece, then they'll know that that's the site to go to. And there's lots of tools that you can download at no cost.
Right. And I'd also want listeners to know, too, they can go back to our website as well. We have several self-study courses and info modules that have a lot of information about children's development, red flags
mm-hmm.
around development, some mm-hmm. behavior tips, some different kinds of guidance strategies. All of this, I know people think, oh, there's so much out there. All of it is there to help with that foundational piece of
right.
supporting this workforce that is able to do the kind of work that's so important, as you've said.
Right,
so,
right.
Well, in our next podcast, we're really going to get into the other parts of the pyramid model, and we're so glad that you'll be with us again, and Priscilla will be here again. So thank you both.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for now. See you next time.